Wow, what a week. I'll tell you all about it. Went to Vietnam this week and then took a bit of a hiatus from computer coding and got into rap. Now, what in the world? Okay, all right. This is the podcast weekly announcements thing. Okay, so I'm over here in Asia. And we foreigners got to stick together. So we meet each other because we're surviving a bunch of incompetent children running their government. And we meet, I mean, you love the people, but I don't know. I might actually do some rap about that because it's a bittersweet. It's a bittersweet. I just, you say there's room for improvement. Someone gets offended because you don't act like they're perfect right now. You know how that is, right? It's like, well, I love you and I want you to grow up. It's like parents make their children grow up because they love them, right? Okay, so it's like you can talk about problems, but then at the same time, there's need for improvement. I hope you do that in your own life, So I'm over here trying to survive what's going on in Asia, and we meet foreigners and we talk to each other, So I know this guy from New Zealand. He's a web coder. Then I got other friends in Taiwan. One guy's got a factory he works with. Older generation boss, the previous generation, but he knows he's got to get web presence, so he's listening to his young employee, and they want us to have our American idea for web hosting so that they can reach the Western market better. So all that's happening. Okay, yay. Now, I got up in the morning, Tuesday. I finished my analytics backend for Pacific Daily Ads. That's a big. I made the engine work. So Pacific Daily Ads, this new advertising network that I've been writing all the code for, it's going to do advertisements, text ads, only text, not words, not pictures. It's very fast. And it's great for advertisers. And if you want to be one of the websites that puts the ads on the website, it's going to be good, attractive to both. And it's going to run analytics. And it's going to do analytics for the ads. And it's going to do analytics for your website hits. You can use it for analytics for that. One of the things in analytics, like website, like how many hits your website gets. One of the important things about that is to have someone else do it so that we know you're not lying. That's it's like third party. So I do my own analytics on all my websites, but if you're trying to do something for business, you need to have someone else involved because business is all about working with other people. Okay, all right. So I finally got the back end of that working and calculating the analytics. I've now got to style it and make it beautiful and readable. All right, so I finished that problem. Then I picked up my little tiny backpack, went out the door, met my New Zealand buddy. We drove to the factory office, usually in a different place from a factory, half the time. Talked with my friend and his boss for 2 hours about using websites for factories in Asia. Totally new concept because Asian factory websites look like an 8-year-old made them. It's like this is a business problem. How do you? It's why Alibaba made so much money trying to connect a Western brand with a factory supplier in Asia because the factory suppliers in Asia don't know how to do websites. And so we talked for 2 hours about that, went pretty well. I left, got on an airplane, went to Vietnam. Took a total break and read about systematic poverty, which I'm going to talk about in the Taiwan special. I was in Vietnam for 2 days. At the end, I came back and I've been listening to this rap that Royu, my buddy, Taiwan American, he introduced me to Dax and his rap, Dear God. Look it up. He asks a lot of questions, such as, where was God when we needed him? Where is God when times are hard? How are we supposed to believe in this stuff? That is a super boiled down version, doesn't do justice, but you know what zip code his rap was in. He has this rap. It's called Dear God. It's a music video he made with it. Good rapper, cool guy. I like Dax. Remember seeing him go live on Instagram. 100 people following him on his live Instagram thing. But he still does it, and he's just encouraging people to do better and be awesome. We need this. This is cool. Rappers are becoming like independent rapper types, not rappers with BET in them. Like they're doing their own thing. Rappers, they do their own shows and their own concerts, I suppose. It's not rap. See, rap really isn't about a show. It's about a concert. It's about a show. Like it's a, there's a club and then he's like the main star, but then like the whole floor, the whole dance floor thing, it's just a bunch of people having a party together. And that's kind of what rap more or less is, if you want to know how the rap industry works. So usually, I don't know, I could go on about rap, but rap could change the world in a lot of ways. It's a very positive force, especially because of Eminem. See, the music industry, now hear me on this. This is going to be changing business. The music industry tried to attack Eminem because he wasn't basically being their bitch. Eminem wasn't just writing about whatever bad agenda stuff they wanted. He wanted to write what he wanted to write about. So he kind of got out, which you're not supposed to do. And the latest thing is the music industry can't get any good, talented rappers to sign with them because they're so oppressive and bossy. So these good independent rappers, like Eminem is a big independent rapper. I say independent. They might have a label they're with, but they're independent from the main industry. So these independent rappers are coming out and they're calling out these bad, not many lyrics, no really meaningful ideas in their rappers from the big industry. And they're calling it mumble rap because that's what it is. It's like, I've been sitting in my home all day. And it's like that's what their rap is from the main industry anymore. And they call it mumble rap, but these other rappers are talented. They got a whole bunch of words. They're really good at putting them together. Anyhow, Dax is one of these independent guys. And so he asks these questions about God, normal crisis of faith type questions. I think he says that he's a Christian or something like that. He says he's a believer in the rap. Well, as soon as I heard that rap, you know what? I made a response to it. I wrote up to the same beats. And lyrics match almost line per line. I went through maybe line per line, and it's on YouTube. Go see it. Dear Dax, my response to Dax, there's a link to Dax's video. Writing and practicing this rap changed my life over the last 4 days. I was listening to Dax on the airplane all the way coming back, and I wrote and refined my own lyrics once I got here, and I spent 2 days practicing and reviewing and listening to my own rap, trying to perfect it and memorize it. And I laid it down and nobody liked it. And that was kind of what I mentioned about what I talked about in the point this week. You know, when you go through the fire, you know, 8 Mile, Marshall's movie, Marshall Mathers, Eminem. When you go through Marshall's movie, 8 Mile, the hard times he went through, you've got to get rejected. People are just mean to you for no reason at all. And then you hit it big and all of a sudden they want to be your friend. And you have to go ahead and be their friend. That's the right thing to do. It's not about you got to be their friend to get up in the industry. That's the right thing to do. And along the way, while people are being mean to you, you got to stay true to your idiot friends when no one else is. You got to stand up and go out of your way to defend people. And all of this pays back. You're sowing good things. You've got to ask forgiveness from people that you hurt. And they've got to forgive you. And you've got to forgive others. You have to keep going and you do some kind of good work and it gets rejected and you lose and fail. Michael Jordan didn't make the team his freshman year in high school. So you've got to keep going. You do bad work. But then you keep going, you get rejected for kind of good work. No one cares at all about your massive improvements. You got to keep going and improving. And you can't focus on the injustice that the rest of the world throws at you. You have to still keep improving. And don't mind those other people that aren't, you know, giving you credit for what you deserve credit for. You got to keep going. And usually a lot of these rap artists face it constantly. And so that's part of it. Anyhow, so that changed my life. I might start rapping. But fascinating week of the Taiwan special showing up. I hope you keep going, whatever's going on in your life. See you tomorrow.